As I said at the beginning of Mass, we enter into this time of the church's year that's called Passion Tide. And in these next 2 weeks, we have this invitation, this opportunity that the church gives to us to understand the fundamental teachings of Catholic Christianity. And the title of my homily today is, It's Friday, but Sunday is coming. This is the theme that we see in all of our readings. Of course, it starts with this man named Lazarus, who at the beginning of our passage is deathly ill, and then he dies. And Jesus goes to be with the family. And as we'll see going through this homily, the message is, yes, Martha, yes, Mary, yes, Lazarus, it's Friday, but Sunday is coming. Now think about this with me for a minute as we consider the events of this time of the year. It was Good Friday, and there was Mary, the mother of Jesus, at the foot of the cross, weeping. Weeping because her son was dead. Weeping because Simeon, 33 years beforehand, had said that a sword would pierce her own soul. And Mary, yes, it's Friday, and so you are crying. But Mary, remember, Sunday is coming. And then there was that Holy Thursday night where Peter was by that fire. And three times he denied the Lord and he went out and he wept. And then on Good Friday, his beloved Savior was dead. Peter, it's Friday, but remember, Sunday is coming. The devil thought on that Good Friday, I've won. I've been victorious over the Son of Man. But remember, devil, it is Friday. And Sunday is coming. It's Friday, and it seems that evil has triumphed over good. Jesus is dead there on the cross. The world is turned upside down. This shouldn't happen. But remember, it's Friday, and Sunday is coming. Mary Magdalene, one of the people that loved Jesus in the most personal of ways, Mary Magdalene, who had never been loved before, Mary Magdalene, who had been exorcised of demons, Mary Magdalene was there at the cross. And yes, it was Friday. But remember, Mary, Sunday is coming. We're told in today's gospel reading three times that Jesus loved Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. Here's the first telling. So the sister sent message to Jesus, Lord, he whom you love is ill. And then St. John tells us Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. And then the Jews said, see how much he loved him. So much love. Yet when he's told that Lazarus is ill, Jesus stays away for two more days. But why, Jesus? Why did you not go sooner? The one you loved is ill, and by the time you get there, Lazarus has already been in the tomb for 4 days, and for the Jewish people, this meant something very significant. They understood that the soul left the body after the third day. And so now there is no soul left in Lazarus. And then Jesus decides to go. And I love the way the story is told because we're given insight into the beautiful personalities of Martha and Mary. Remember Martha over in Luke's gospel, always active, always working? Well, here, Martha runs to meet Jesus, understandably. And then this most beautiful interaction where she hears Jesus say, Martha, it is Friday, but Sunday is coming. And then Mary, who's at home, the more contemplative, is then told that he, Jesus, has come. And we're told that then Mary also goes out to where Jesus is. And as Martha, her sister, had said, so Mary says, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. This Friday experience is one that Jesus himself enters into fully. We're told by St. John, when Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, where have you laid him? They said to him, Lord, come and see. And then we're told by St. John, Jesus began to weep. Hear that. It's not just that he wept, he began to weep. Jesus was entering into the full experience and reality that, yes, indeed, this is Friday. You see, in a world like this, we cannot bypass Friday. In a world like this, even the Son of God begins to weep. In a world like this, we cannot bypass death. In a world like this, even the one who is the author of life dies. Yes, in a world like this, we can even wonder, is Sunday ever coming? Is Sunday ever coming? Indeed, there were some there in the crowd who said, could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying? You might have known this already, that Jesus is the fulfillment of the Davidic kingdom. And in the Old Testament, David anticipates Jesus. One of the things that is striking is how we know from the Old Testament book of 1 and 2 Samuel that King David also wept. Listen to this word from the second book of Samuel. And the king was deeply moved. This is when he finds out that his son Solomon has been killed by Joab. And the king was deeply moved, and he went up to the chamber over the gate and wept. Hear that. He, the king, was deeply moved. Now listen to what St. John says of our Lord. Jesus was deeply moved. The exact same words. And he began to weep. Israel's greatest king and the King of Kings both wept. We cannot avoid the passion in a world like this. Friday is for real. One of the last books he ever wrote was called A Grief Observed. Later in life, C.S. Lewis married a woman by the name of Joy Davidman, but their marriage only lasted for a few years because she had cancer and she died. And in this book, A Grief Observed, Lewis, who just has a way with poignant prose, said the following. When you are happy, so happy that you have no sense of needing God, so happy that you are tempted to feel his claims upon you are an interruption, if you remember yourself and turn to him with gratitude and praise him, you will be, or so it feels, welcomed with open arms. But go to him when your need is desperate, when all other help is vain. And what do you find? A door slammed in your face, and the sound of bolting and double bolting on the inside. After that silence, you may as well turn away. Do you know this experience? Do you know what C.S. Lewis is describing here? I do. I remember it as if it was yesterday. It was Monday, June the 7th, 1971, just after 7 a.m. in the morning. I was 10 years old, and a dear friend of our family came and broke the news to me. Your father has died. For you, it might be your son's been killed. Your daughter, your wife, your mother, your husband. You've had a stillborn child, a miscarriage. The hope and anticipation of new life gone. So many of us here today know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you don't know yet what I'm talking about, you will. Because in a world like this, you can't escape Friday. Friday leads through to Sunday. But in a world like this, it can seem at times that the odor of death hangs heavy in the air. The door is shut, the stone is in front of the tomb, and all is silent. But then listen. listen to Jesus. Martha, Martha, remember, it is Friday, but Sunday is coming. I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this, Martha? And she says, yes, Lord, I do believe this. But so Jesus says, Sunday is coming. Friday lasts for a time, but when Sunday comes, it will come for good. And then this most beautiful verse in this chapter 11 of St. John's Gospel. And Jesus cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come out! And the dead man came out, his hands and his feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. And Jesus said to them, unbind him and let him go. Now don't miss this point, beloved. Here were Lazarus's Friday grave clothes, but Jesus is about to dress him in his Sunday best. The Sunday best. This is at the very heart of our faith as people of faith. In a world like this, so many people live believing that there is only the Friday. And indeed, you can see that for many people in our culture, Sunday is no different than any other day of the week. How sad that is, to think all there is Friday without Sunday. How beautiful that 600 years before Jesus was born, 600 years before the events that I'm talking about occurred, Ezekiel in the Old Testament also said the same thing. It's Friday, but Sunday is coming. And he was talking about the people of God who were in captivity in Babylon. And they were going to come back to Jerusalem, and they were going to be reestablished in the land. And there was going to be a new opportunity, a new hope. And then what about St. Paul from Romans? He puts it even more remarkably. He says, yes, it's Friday, but Sunday is coming. Here below in this world, it is Friday. But St. Paul says something remarkable. One day we will share in the resurrection of Christ. One day we will have a resurrected body, which will be forever and ever and ever. When we understand this, when we see and understand this beautiful faith that the church unfolds for us in a particular way over these next 2 weeks, we celebrate this fundamental claim of Christianity. It never ultimately ends with death. And again, we think of Mary Magdalene, who on that Sunday morning, she sees the resurrected Christ, and he says her name with such love, Mary. And she says, Rabboni, which means teacher, you're the one. Everything you said is true. We need this story, don't we? We need the story that we hear today in a world like this. But we also need to be invited to enter more fully into this part of the story. As we move towards Holy Week, we do not want to bypass the Passion. We do not want to bypass the cross, because we can never do it in our life here below. But as we move into this Passion tide, may we also be a people who are looking forward with great anticipation to that day, 2 weeks from today, when Jesus Christ will forever declare, my word is true. My word is one that you can trust in, one that you can take to the bank. I am the one who overcomes evil. I am the one who overcomes death. I have the last word, because I am the Alpha and the Omega. And so Jesus says to us, it might be Friday, but Sunday is coming.